Well, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Igniting Hearts with Benjamin and Tara Dietrich.
Yes, hi, we're so excited that you're back with us, and we want to remind you right now, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and streaming this from. We want you to get notified as soon as we release new podcasts. And also, just to help get this podcast into as many people's hands as possible, hit the like button and share a review with us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear how this is blessing you. Any testimonies coming through what we're sharing, we want to hear from you. So go ahead, subscribe, like, and review. Okay, so today's episode, we have been talking about faith. How faith, we want to give it the biggest room in our life. We want to occupy faith and really give it our full attention and our full focus. So this episode, going along those lines of faith, we want to talk about how do we have faith for healing.
Absolutely. Yeah, physical healing is sometimes something that's really hard for people to access.
Yeah.
We have a lot of mental blocks with physical healing. Sometimes we don't experience physical healing the way that we think we should, or the way that we think God should manifest it, or in the timing that we think God should manifest it. Sometimes we struggle and we suffer. And it's one of those topics that a lot of people actually really struggle with. And so we wanted to share today on this topic of physical healing as it relates to faith, because we believe that this is a season where God is releasing a fresh wave of healing and salvation out of the church, in the streets, in the nations of the earth. And we want to encourage your heart to access this miraculous realm for physical healing, because God wants to release it to you.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. We have some scriptures that we just want to unfold when it comes to healing and standing in faith for your healing. So Benjamin, why don't you just share some of those with us?
Sure. A few of those. There's so many on physical healing. Psalm 103, 2 and 4. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." I love that. It's our soul that needs to bless
the
Lord.
That's right.
You know, our spirit is fully regenerated. It's perfect when we come into Christ. It's our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions that we actually need to command to bless the Lord many times, because our mind, our will, and our emotions a lot of times are not in the place of faith. So we need to command our soul. And so the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He makes a command. "Forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquity, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns your life with steadfast love and mercy."
Awesome. Awesome. Also, looking at Exodus 23, verse 25, it says, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from among you." Amen. How powerful is that?
Absolutely. Another one here, Matthew 9:35. "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction." I love that verse especially because healing follows the proclamation of the truth of God.
Yeah.
The truth of God, the gospel being proclaimed, is a magnet for physical healing, because it's out of the place of the gospel. It's out of the place of the truth of God. It's out of the place of making Jesus the master and Lord of our lives that healing flows out of, that place of the truth of the inerrant word of God. So I love that. Jesus goes around in the synagogues. He's proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. He's healing every disease and every affliction. Nothing is left unhealed. As far as I know, Jesus is the only one who's ever had 100% success rate for healing. We're going to get there one day.
Come on. That's awesome. I know, Benjamin, that you really have walked in a gift of faith when it comes to believing for healings and miracles even. And I know that you have, even in your ministry times and your times of travel, have had the blessing and opportunity to see real live healings take place. So I think we'll build all of our faith to hear some of those testimonies from you. Can you share a few with us?
Absolutely. Well, first, let me share my own personal journey of healing. You know, I've had a lot of physical ailments over my life, a lot of things that have attacked me physically, and the Lord has delivered me out of them all. It's really amazing. Wow. He has delivered me out of all of them. When I was a kid, I had a real emphasis in soccer. I thought that was going to be my career, and I was really pretty good at it and scouted by scouts and travel teams. And I so respect my father, because my father, he never let me play on Sundays. And so even though I was scouted by travel teams, I was never actually allowed to play on the travel teams. And now that I'm an adult and a father myself, I really honor my father in that place for making that stand and making that decision. But my ankles would twist all the time. Sometimes I would twist my ankles like 4 or 5 times a game, and I would just keep going. You know me, I'm sort of hard-headed and perseverant at times, and I would just keep going. Wow. But then I would end up limping off the field, and this is like 8, 9 years old. This isn't like a teenager. This is really young, and I had these really bad ankles, and I would just twist them and crack them, and it would be terrible. I was in constant pain, and the Lord healed me of that. Wow. A guy named Barry Perez, some of you listening might know Barry Perez, but he came into our church and he prayed for my ankles and they were healed. It was amazing.
Wow.
I also was healed of asthma. I had asthma really bad when I was a kid, and literally have a hard time breathing sometimes. And I just could hardly breathe. Mm. I could hardly breathe walking up and down the stairs. At times, running was hard, playing soccer was hard, doing different things was hard. And the Lord healed me of that. Wow. As well. I used to have to take medicine, use inhalers. The Lord healed me of that. Also, I had bad eczema. Eczema is this skin disease where your hands get dry and crack. It was terrible. I mean, I would literally close my hands into a fist position, and my knuckles would crack all the way across my hands. No matter what I tried, different creams, dermatologists, going to the doctor, anything that we tried, my parents tried, nothing worked. And one day, I was actually at Eagles Wings. These were the early days of Eagles Wings. And I was painting and spackling. We were fixing up houses to be a blessing to the ministry. And my friend Paul Miller walked by me. And he said, "When I walked by you, I felt fire in my hands."
Wow.
And he prayed for me. And he grabbed my hands and he prayed for my eczema. And my hands were like raw, ragged, bleeding all the time, cracking all the time. He walked past me. He felt fire. He prayed for me. The next day, I woke up with clear skin.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing.
That's
had issues with my ears. The Lord's delivered me out of those. I've had issues with my eyes, scratching my cornea several times, and the Lord's delivered me out of that. So the Lord has delivered me out of everything. And so I've seen it in a personal way, but I've also seen amazing things happen when I believed the Lord. I remember one time I had gone home to my home church, Spring City Fellowship, and this man who had really meant a lot to me growing up, Ron Wilkinson, they brought him before the church. I was there as a guest speaker. I had just started my missionary journey at Eagles Wings and would go home for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And they brought up Ron before the church and they said, "Ron's full of cancer.
Wow.
He's got 2 weeks to live and he's full of cancer. And so Benjamin is going to anoint him with oil and pray for him."
Wow.
And I'll be honest with you, I did not move in healing at all. I had received it, but I didn't move in it at that time. This is the first healing I ever saw, actually. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself and telling the end of the story as I'm doing it. But they brought him before the church. I didn't have an ounce of feeling or emotion. I just anointed him with oil, joined with the prayers of the people who were there, the elders of the church who were there, laid my hands on him, prayed for him. 2 weeks later, I got a call from my mom. I expected her to say, "You know, Ron passed away." I mean, big man of faith that I was, right? I expected him to be passed away. And she called me and she said, "You'll never believe this. Ron is 100% cancer-free. He's healed completely, cancer-free." Another time I was in Indiana. We were doing some revival meetings down there with Apostle Barbara and other people. And Margaret Bergeson, Margaret might be listening to this podcast. Margaret's a person we love and we really respect, a great person of faith. And we were praying for somebody who's blind. And she had these eyes. I don't know actually if she was blind, but she had these eyes that would wander. You could like literally see them wander around her head, and she would look off to the right and then slowly come back and focus and look off to the left, and she couldn't focus on anything. It was hard for her to drive. It was hard for her to do anything. And we commanded that eye, this eye that was wandering all the way off to the right, we commanded that eye to be healed. And we literally saw this eye, Margaret and I, come right back and pop right into the middle of her face where it was supposed to be. And she started weeping and crying. She's like, "I can see, I'm healed." It was one of the most dramatic things I've ever seen. Furthermore, I've seen, there was a woman, Clarice, in our church when we were helping to lead Shekinah, and she had anemia. I didn't even know that she had anemia. And I called out a word of knowledge. I said, "The Lord is healing somebody with anemia." She started shaking and screaming. She said she felt fire in her blood. And the next day she called me. She said, "I went and got tested and I'm healed." So I've really seen the Lord do this. I've really seen the Lord heal. And those are just a few testimonies. And I'm actually hungry to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see even more healing, because I know that the Lord is increasing that in this day. And so the Lord is able. Amen. He is able to heal.
Yeah. Even just listening to you, honestly, like, it increases my faith just hearing these stories. And I've heard these stories before, but there's something about testimony and it builds our faith. What did we start with? We're talking about faith, faith for healing. And I think we need to share more of the testimonies that we've seen and that we've encountered or that we've experienced ourselves to increase our faith, because I really do believe that the Lord is going to tip the scales in this next season, and we are going to see more and more healings in this next season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit here. We're going to wrap up soon. I've kind of been going on and on, but I just can't help it. It's amazing.
It's okay. It's like, awesome.
We start talking about this and I just can't stop. But what about when God doesn't heal in the way and in the timing? A lot of people listening struggle with that, might be struggling with it right now. And they're thinking, if the word of God is always true, if Benjamin's got these testimonies, if other people have these testimonies, why doesn't it manifest for me? And Tara, you struggle in your body right now, I'm saying it that way, right now, with diabetes.
Right.
And it was brought on by the birth of our three children. Mm-hmm. And so how have you are a person of faith. You get up in faith every day. You've been reading the Psalms every day. You get up every day with a smile on your face. You get up every day and spend time with the Lord. How have you stayed in a place of faith, Tara, and given faith the biggest room in your life when in the natural, you don't yet see the manifestation?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I know that I'm not the only one who might be struggling with this very question or struggling with an ailment in my body. You might be listening to this and be struggling with different things and have had that very question. It's probably different for everyone, but for me personally, I've had to just hold on to my belief that God is good and that he's sovereign, and that even though sometimes I'm like, okay, God, why is my healing not immediate now? I've gone to every prayer meeting when they've done the altar call and said, called out, you know, diabetes or called out the things that I've struggled with. I've gone up to those lines. I felt Jesus touch me. I've fallen out in the spirit. And yet I still wake up in the morning needing to take my insulin and my medication. And so why, God? And even though the why is still there, I choose to say, you know what, God, you're good, you're sovereign, and I am still going to believe. I'm going to wake up every day and I'm going to pray. I'm going to know, God, that my healing is either going to come on this side of heaven or the other side of heaven. And honestly, I have to say, and Benjamin, you know this, I have also made sure that I have thanked God for the miracle of insulin. I have thanked God for the medical miracle that have happened and the medical advances that have happened. You know, I truly believe that God also gives doctors revelation and inspiration to create these things to help people. If there wasn't insulin, I would be struggling even more deeper right now. So I am so thankful that I have the ability to even take medication that helps me and maintains my health. And so people have asked me that too. And I'm like, I'm believing and holding on that God is going to 100% fully heal me. But until then, I praise God for my medication. I praise God that he has provided a way for me to still be healthy and happy and whole. Being grateful and thankful to the Lord has helped keep my heart in a posture of faith.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Give thanks in all things.
Yeah.
For this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And God is not the author of sickness, but we certainly can see good in anything. And so even in the midst of your struggle, you say, God, thank you for the miracle of insulin. Thank you that they are doctors. Thank you that you are providing a way for me to be balanced and regulated. Thank you, God. And thank you for my healing. Thank you for my healing that is coming, that is manifesting. I think it's amazing to thank the Lord ahead of time.
That's right.
For what is already ours, because eternally we are healed. Mm-hmm. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. There's nothing like that in the eternal realm. And we are to live in this world, but we're to be of that eternal realm. And so we thank the Lord before we see it for the truth, the reality that is ours in the Spirit. We don't stand on our experience. I think this is so important. We don't stand on our experience. We stand on the truth of the Word of God. And as we stand on the truth of the Word of God, it can override even our experience, because faith, the reality of the kingdom, the reality of heaven, is bigger even than our experience.
Yeah, and I would even add to that, as soon as you said experience, I also, what popped into my spirit is feelings as well.
Right.
You referenced the first miracle that you walked in, not experienced yourself, but you walked in. You said, I wasn't feeling anointed. I wasn't even feeling much faith in that moment, but you still walked out the godly principle of what God said is true. His word is true.
Right.
And so, yeah, we don't stand on experience, but we also don't stand based on our feelings well. Because some of you might be feeling, oh, I don't feel faith right now. I don't feel good in my body right now. Like, you don't understand. This pain is real. And we have compassion for you. Trust me, I have compassion. Benjamin has compassion, but it's not based on experience or feeling. It's based on the Word of God, and that we know His goodness and His truth is real. The scriptures that we read to you earlier, He is true, He is faithful, and He loves you, and He wants to heal you.
Absolutely. So friends, give faith the biggest room.
Yeah.
Give faith the biggest space in your mind, in your heart. Stretch out your faith even now for healing, whatever you're dealing with. God is able, and we stand in faith, not on our experience, not on our feeling, not on our emotion, but on the Word of God. When we anchor our faith to the Word of God, we'll never be disappointed. When we anchor it to our feelings, emotions, different things, we'll be disappointed.
Right.
But when we anchor our faith to the Word of God, we'll never be disappointed. We pray this has been an encouragement for you and built you up. We'll see you next time for another episode of Igniting Hearts Podcast with Benjamin and Tara Dietrich. Take care.